All right, so we have just wrapped day two of the Fiery Food Show here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I am joined by someone who's been reviewing hot sauce for quite a few years now. His written reviews detail everything about a flavor's profile. He's known as the Hot Sauce Guide. Mark, thank you for joining me after a crazy day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a fun day, and I've been looking forward to getting to hang out and collaborate on something.
Now, you've had a really unique experience here because typically you are running through recording all this content, but you are actually doing something different this weekend.
I am. So I'm getting to do my reviews and my posts a little bit, but because Sam couldn't make it down this year, he was kind of teetering on not showing up and said we can't have that happen, especially with the Sauce on Hot Ones. So Hayden was coming down, and I volunteered to run the booth with him. So I'm getting to see it from a vendor aspect this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Sam could have picked anyone better because of your experience, both familiarity with his sauce specifically, but also just trying all the different sauces you can compare them to. But how many years have you been coming to the Fiery Food Show in general?
This is my third year.
Okay. So I have been following the first year that you did it. I was following your whole live video process, walking through. Even when I ran into you, you were the first one to catch me when I walked in yesterday, and you were kind of walking through and everything, where I'm like, this is exactly what I've seen from the years that I haven't been able to attend. How would you describe, besides from, you know, being behind the table this year, your experience, the differences between your first time through and now this third time through, kind of just the experiences of whether it be the crowd or the people that have been vendors here for the last 3 years?
The first time was very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I had known a lot of the vendors online, but I'd never met them in person. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect as far as the crowd. Honestly, it was COVID-ish still. It was, I think, the first time I'd been in such a large crowd in a couple of years. So navigating all of that, it was very interesting. And I think I didn't have a hang of it as I do, you know, in year two or year three. And now so many of the vendors are the same. Even the newer ones I've talked to frequently online. So now I feel like I'm in my space.
Yeah.
I know almost everyone, which is really neat, and they know me. So walking up to them, they know what I'm coming to do, profile them, you know, give them some love. So it's just become a lot easier. This year it's been much more rushed, doing it in the morning so I can attend to the booth. But had I had to do that the first year, I think I wouldn't know what to do with the limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. But now I'm in a groove, so it's a lot of fun.
I will say my learning curve this weekend has been pretty big. I initially came here saying, like, I'm going to come here for the first time. I'm going to, you know, hopefully I get a lot of stuff. Hopefully it's something that is memorable, and, you know, maybe I'll come back. And now I'm just thinking, like, next year I'd have to do this. Next year I'd have to do this. And even those first few hours on Friday, which is in those industry hours, I got caught up talking to these people that I haven't seen in a while, or people I've talked to online but have never actually in person met. And I see you, Brian Ams, Spike, running through scheduling interviews or getting profile questions, and I'm just like, I should probably be doing that. Like, okay. I see what I did here. That might have been a mistake to spend like an hour at Maletta's, but also it's fun to get that first time experience, and it's a learning curve. I mean, Eric and Eddie from Stanky was just like, yeah, it's like just more to learn. And I will say, from my experience being the first time, it's been, in the most positive way possible, very overwhelming.
Yes,
so
it is.
Today, especially the crowd. So I'm not like full on claustrophobic, but if I'm shoulder to shoulder with people, there's someone in front and back of me, and I am not in control of where I move, that's a weird element to deal with. And how would you say this Saturday crowd, which is the busier day, compared to like the last 2 years?
So,
you also had the perspective of being at the booth, so I know that it wouldn't be as same as, you know, walking through consistently throughout the day.
Yes, Saturday is by far the most busy day at the show. The first year, the last 2 years have been much busier than the first year I was here.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to gauge being behind the booth versus walking around. I did get to walk around for a few minutes during the show.
Yeah.
And it was hard to get around. I also think I felt a sense of urgency to get back to the booth, mm-hmm. for Sam. So I don't know. It's hard to gauge. Yeah. But Saturday is definitely the most overwhelming day. Probably, I think, for both a vendor and someone that's trying to do things like Brian or you or I are trying to do.
Yeah. I will say that one of my, because I've been here solo for the most part, my parents did stop by today, and kudos to them. They did try more sauce than I expected them to. But the one thing I will say that part of my figuring out which sauces to try next and prioritize certain ones, just because there's a lot to go through, I asked you, like, what have you tried? Or you mentioned Severe Foods, which is on my number one list tomorrow to go through the gauntlet of their sauces. I also picked Brian Am's ear a little bit on that stuff, but it's just otherwise going through everything would be way too much. I mean, I don't know, the first year you went through, like, did you try every sauce? Did you kind of limit it? How did you approach it that year?
You know, I love trying all the different kinds of hot sauce. So I didn't get to every booth. So the booths I did get to, I would try, well, you know, some companies have like 20 sauces.
I saw Reds out in the hallway and I'm like, I want to, but that's a lot. That's a lot to invest.
Yes. For a company that has, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 sauces, I'll go through and try everything. For a sauce company that has 15 or 20, I just ask for the highlights. Mm-hmm. A little bit of mild, a little bit of medium, fan favorites, whatever it might be. You know, give me something hot. I've in all 3 years have not gotten to every booth. And of course, the people that I know I want to get back to. But then I also am really trying to get to new people that I haven't been here or I didn't get to maybe in years past. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a balancing act.
Sure. Yeah, I am still figuring out that balance for tomorrow. I got some today. Again, as the weekend's going on, I'm thinking like, all right, this is what I would have done better next time. This is what I can space it out. I will say the big curveball for me this weekend, in the middle of the weekend, middle of the day today, I was just starting to do some lineups. I did Hotter Than L. I did his full lineup. And his last two, I told him, I'm like, this is the first one that's getting like a little tear out of my eye. Like my eyes were watering up. And I'm like, all right, let me take a break. Went over to Roddy's booth to grab like my water, grab whatever. And Johnny Scoville's standing there with the Tube of Terror. And I don't do challenge stuff like that ever. And so I did 4 peanuts from that. And I will say that definitely changed my schedule. But then I came over here to see if you tried that and you went a step above.
I did. So Johnny was at the booth a couple of times today. Sam was wanting him to try the one drop that he's never tried. Johnny's a big coffee fan. So he was over here and I had him try that. And he kind of popped back over and he asked if I wanted to try the 10 million Scoville heat unit tincture that he had given to, if you watched the TV show on Hulu, he'd given Bobby.
Yeah.
And I knew the answer probably should be no, but I also love trying new things and love testing my heat tolerance. So the answer was yes. And so that was an experience.
Yeah. Everything. And we talked about this after you tried it, but everything up here, everything heat, sweat related, that I can like deal through. It's like, it's a challenge, but it's something that I can just focus through. It's, you know, it's not going to last. You know that it's not going to hurt you. But when I got the stomach, I compared it to, if you've ever like hit your stomach in a way that you've lost air, but if that hit just stayed in for a very long time and I'm like, this isn't going away. And I was in the bathroom for a little bit. I tried a couple sauces and then it wasn't done. So either it re-aggravated or it wasn't done. But yeah, the tincture is a whole nother level that I did on Super Hots. I saw that and I was like, that looks really interesting to try, but I also don't think I would ever even attempt that because, again, my tolerance is in hot sauce is medium high, and those nuts and the tinctures and those things with anything with pure capsaicin or crystals or anything like that, I'm just not. It's not my wheelhouse, and my body is very confused this weekend. It's like we knew we were gonna get sauce. I don't know what the hell this other stuff is.
Yeah.
But yeah, this. I don't know. This weekend, I was really, it was a reaffirming thing for me. And I'm sure you've had the same experiences where the hot sauce community I've always seen is like this very welcoming and very warm community. And then coming out to here, especially like brand new, I don't know if you had that feeling at the first one you went to where it's like, okay, I do this thing online and I've talked to some people and I've gotten good feedback, but also you don't know when you're there if you get the same interaction. It's been really cool to see just people excited. I got more hugs than I expected on Friday, and I'm like, some of these people, like, okay, I've known them pretty good, and some of them I'm like, okay, I do like them, but I'm like, okay, hugs. Like, I wasn't expecting as many hugs in a hot sauce community on my first day at the Fire Food Show, but this community just really just doubles down every time on that welcoming nature.
Absolutely, yeah. It's something I experienced the first year and every year since then. People you've talked to online, it's like kind of like the thing that the police tell you not to do. Like, you talk to these online people and then you go meet them in person.
Yeah.
And you end up keeping your liver. So, yeah, but and kidneys. But yeah, like, I mean, it was very cool. I walked up to Dino the first time I was here. Mm-hmm. I walked over to him and said, hey, just, you know, cool story. You were the first hot sauce I ever reviewed. By the way, I'm a hot sauce guide. And we had talked a little about, or I don't know if I had talked to him online. I think he had seen my reviews, mm-hmm. but he goes, oh yeah, I know who you are. And, just some of the other makers that I had talked to, Scott from Lucky Dog, some of these other people that, it's overwhelming in a good way. Just the expectation and like the reality, it actually matched.
Yeah. Scott was the first one I wanted to, I had to go say hi to Roddy. But then I also wanted to go stop at Scott's booth because he was the first sauce that we tried. So we had that same kind of experience. And we've talked after our first episode, he gave a laundry list of all this feedback and what he thought of it and his opinion on how people grade heat and the tolerance that needs to be factored in. And it was very, very helpful, but it was also intimidating when you see you have 7 unread messages from Scott from Lucky Duck, who you happened to review yesterday. And I'm like, okay, what did we do wrong? I'm like, is it over? Are we done? 2 weeks was a good run. And then when I went over there yesterday to talk to him, he was just like, thank you so much for all the love. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all this. And just like, I wasn't looking for that. Like, that's really like great. But I'm just like, I just wanted to come say hi and be like, you're awesome. And it's like, okay. But he, yeah, everyone, he's been great. Zach from High Desert, interacted with him a bit here. And even like Brian Ams, who I've talked to a little bit. And then I was talking to him about our podcast and he was like, oh, no, I listen. I know. And I'm just like, I don't like to assume that because it's like, we're doing this thing just because we enjoy hot sauce. We have this passion for it, but it's not something where our mindset is like, hey, we're doing this thing because we want you to look at this. Look at me. Look at me. It's just helping promote. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just a great experience to see that in such a high concentrated area like this. I will say, or I wanted to ask, are there any brands you've tried this weekend that you haven't tried before, or any ones that you have seen that you're kind of curious on trying before you leave this weekend?
So I have not yet. I've kind of left that for tomorrow morning, hopefully before the show opens.
Okay.
So there are some brands that I haven't tried that I'd really like to. I don't know if this is the right way to go about it or not. But versus having to introduce myself and go through the spiel, I hit as many people who knew who I was as quick as I could yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was, hey, they know I'm here. They know the gig, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I kind of do all of it. And like, well, normally I get to do it within the entire day of the show.
Right.
I was doing this in a half hour to hour period. So I hit 10, 12 sauce makers each morning, and I'm trying to post it in any downtime at the booth throughout the day to have kind of a steady flow of content.
Yeah.
So I did the numbers game the last 2 days, and then I'm hoping tomorrow will be the new stuff that I get to try.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good strategy. As far as tomorrow, I know today is the busiest day. What is kind of the typical Sunday? Is it a pretty laid back experience? Is it something where, is there anything crazy to expect there, or what am I in for tomorrow?
It's if Friday is like 1x, Saturday generally is like 3x, Sunday's like 2x. So it's significantly busier than Friday. Not quite as busy generally as Saturday. Sunday's always the interesting day, too, for people that are here all 3 days. It's a buying day. They try and see if they get any deals. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing for people. It's their only day at the show. Sauce makers, as it gets closer to close, not wanting to leave with as much sauce as they might think they will.
Yeah.
Maybe cutting some deals and things like that. So it's usually a pretty good day for makers, and it's fairly busy. So it's a good day.
Okay. Awesome. I wanted to do some random one-off questions. I know it's an impossible question of like, what's your favorite thing to put hot sauce on? Because having enough hot sauce, you now have a situational hot sauce for everything. What would you say is the most unique food you've put on hot sauce, or maybe the most unique thing you've like experimented trying to put on hot sauce?
Oh man, I've put hot sauce on almost everything. I think to me still, and Joy from Severe Foods will disagree because this is like her favorite thing to put hot sauce on.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy doing it, but I still think it's kind of weird with the dessert stuff.
Okay.
There are plenty of hot sauces made for it, and mm-hmm. You know, the sweeter, fruitier kind of stuff. But sometimes, and it's delicious, I just think it's a mental thing. Why am I putting hot sauce on my ice cream? But it works out delicious. So
yeah.
To me, I think that's probably the one that I still like. This is weird, but delicious.
Yeah, there is a mental jump with that, because with hot sauce, it's like I know the elements of food that is traditional with that, and nothing about dessert screams it needs hot sauce. So it is kind of forcing the envelope. My big thing right now is not necessarily trying hot sauce on foods that don't lend itself to it, but because we had a string of reviews where we didn't really have any taco sauce style or red sauces that I could just throw on tacos, where I was doing like the tikka masala high desert, I was mixing in to a little bit of sour cream and putting it on a taco, and I'm like, this is not a flavor profile that's like, oh, that's a tacos, like right off the bat. But I'm like, I'm gonna put it on there, we're gonna try it on there, and just mixing things in like that. And so it's been crossing over different ones, putting a fruitier one on like a pizza and being like, let's see how this is. And then sometimes it doesn't work. That's the bummer of it. I'm like, nope, I just stuck with what I knew. But it is a pretty fun testing to do, and something unique, is otherwise just putting it on the same food. It's like, it's fun to change the sauce, but you want something to kind of give a twist. Now I will speak on the Smoky J with the new recipe. I finally got to try it this weekend. Talk about, just with us being in Sam's booth right now, you running Sam's table, talk about the changes that happened flavor-wise from the old Smoky J to the new one.
Yeah, so I would say there are three big changes, the mm-hmm. biggest being the wood that was used.
Yeah.
So the Smoky J, the OG Smoky J that Sam made in-house, was cherry wood, mm-hmm. smoked by Hayden, using the peppers, the onions, and the garlic. Being co-packed by Carlos in Honduras, he used a Honduran white oak. It creates a different smokiness to it. It's more of an upfront smokiness that it's getting mixed reviews. Some people like that upfront smoke more, some people like the more kind of mixed in smoke. The second one was because it had to be vegan for heatness. Instead of using honey, they used agave nectar. So it's just a slight difference in the sweetness. And then the third, Sam used xanthan gum as like a binding agent. They use chia seed powder. So those were the three big changes. Everyone loves, I mean, Smoky J is, you know, everyone that tries it, I think it's his best selling sauce. Everyone loves it. It's interesting, the reviews of which one's better. I think we need to have a side-by-side taste test.
It is one where like, I don't like doing like multiple types. Like if there's three red sauces all from different brands, ranking those feels not controversial. It seems unnecessary to like pit them against each other and be like, well, you're the third one, so technically there's the loser against two. But if it's the same brand, I would love to get almost like a round table of just like, okay, here's five people. Some are going to love it, some are going to hate it, but we have like five or an odd number, and then just go, the winner of this is the original or the new, you know, the new brand. So that would be a fun thing to kind of do that comparison and figure it out once and for all, and then make Sam accept that.
Sam, your hand is being forced.
Yeah, his hand is being forced. It's something where we'll say it's either we do this or he's forced to only use ketchup for like a week.
I know, I like
that would be, he'd be like, you can do that twice. You can do the review thing twice. Now, do you have any questions for me? I mean, just being a podcaster as well as a reviewer, and also me being my first time here, I didn't know if you had any questions for me about anything.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to hear about your experience, and we kind of touched on that, but maybe some highlights, and you talked about like maybe changing your strategy as far as getting some content in quicker, but you know, maybe some highlights that you've had.
So big highlights have been the people that I've met. I'd say the Johnny Scroll experience was really cool. I just, you know, I watched Super Hot Slick week that it came out, and I watched some of his YouTube stuff. I don't follow it fully because we do more like the hot sauce reviews. We're not big into the peppers yet. I do Chilipino and like Mighty Mustache, Bobby from Mighty Mustache. I do like their content. We want to talk to them, and they have a sauce now that I'm excited to try. But seeing him in person, it is, you know, it's a cool experience. He was super nice. I will take as a badge of honor, he said that I handled, at least while he was in front of me taking it, I did handle the Tube of Terror well. He didn't see then that I had to like slightly shove people out of the way to get to the bathroom to see what was happening, but that was really cool. Another one was I talked to Ginger Goat. I talked to them for a little bit. They were at the Illinois show, but I didn't get as much one-on-one time, so I did focus on, you know, going to their table, and he had talked to me, and he was like, hey, like, Ed called me and said, hey, have me come out, and he's like, yeah, like, for sure, I'm going to come out to this event. And then he's like, have you met Ed? I'm like, I've seen Ed from a distance. I've not met him. And literally grabbed him for me. All three of us went out to like the smoking area, and I just talked to him for like 5-10 minutes. And that was a cool experience. I know you're an Ohio guy, but he grew up in Michigan, so there was a Michigan bond. Again, I'm not a U of M fan, so I feel like that diffuses some of the tension between these two podcasts. But those are the two big ones, because those are like the big brands. But I will say just some of the brands that we weren't able to meet in person yet. Barbara Moho, who we tried their original two sauces, and the father-son duo that was super, super like just appreciative and super nice. Super great with like my parents too. And we're talking to them for a while, and meeting some of those brands that we haven't been able to interact with, just really, I don't know. It's a cool experience. It's nice to know that you're doing something that people appreciate. Mm-hmm. And we do it just, you know, I'm sure it's same as what you're, you know, what you do. It's something where you're doing it because you enjoy the hot sauce. You want to do things to help the community. And it's one where you hope people kind of like what you're doing. Like when you put that written review out, unless someone like comments or likes that post, you're just like, I hope people read that. Like, that's cool. Yeah. We do the same thing with the podcast. Like, I don't look at the download numbers because I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't know. Like, they could have started and said, this is garbage and turned it off. But like, they technically download it. So gotcha. Like, I don't really care about that stuff. So it's, same thing with we do some stuff where we're like, well, I think this is funny, so let's post this or let's talk about that. So getting that kind of positive reinforcement that we have something that people appreciate, that I honestly don't care if it has a lot of following. I care how it's seen in the hot sauce community specifically, because that's the community that we both really appreciate, and we both, you know, just want to do what we can to help, and hopefully they feel that way. I will say my strategy for next year would be that first day, early time of the day, just get as many interviews and any like one-on-one recording content as possible. I will say it would be easier if I'm going to do video, having some second person doing the mic or doing something like that, but it could be made to work. I mean, Brian was running around just doing like a answer the question kind of thing. And so doing that, I think another strategy would be focusing today on just recording the chaos, like the most immersive experience for other people that aren't here, because that's what kind of got me hooked the first year, was you doing the live walkthroughs of, hey, this is what's going on. But figuring out another type of coverage where if someone, ideally what I'd want to have happen is you're covering it in one way where someone can watch that, and then they go, okay, now let me see this additional coverage here. Let me see this additional coverage here. And I don't know, just make it to where people, even if they're not here, they get something out of it, where someone be like, that's an interesting brand, I didn't know about that one, I'll have to look into it. And if you get one extra follower on that for that brand, it just helps. The Fiery Food Show had a benefit they don't even realize without someone coming to their table and asking them. So those are the two big things. The other key would be, if the other half of the podcast, Mike, was here, I would divide and conquer tastings and be like, you go through that half, I'll go through this half. Let's hit the ones maybe that we haven't tried before. We come back with our lists, and then you give me your top, I'll give you my top. And then, so now, I don't know, just divide and conquer would be totally easier. Having a really we should join forces with you too and be like, all right, we have a squad of 3 or 4 people. Everyone has a quadrant. Go bring back feedback and have just like, I like these three. This one I didn't like because it had this, but someone would be like, well, I like ginger. I'm going to go after that one. So I don't know. There's a way to approach it, but it's still something where in this weekend I've tried to be, take a breath every time and be like, just spend some time here. Just absorb, like going to, you know, Halogi at the end of the day, I was talking to him and I was like, I could be doing some other things, but I'm like, let me just hang out with Halogi. I got to learn about some of their sauces. We tried a bottle of something that the husband and wife over at Old Agnes, they brought something over. He wouldn't let me see the label. And this was at the end of the day today. And it was just like, try it. And it was like 98% pepper mash. I'm just like, cool. And it was a good burn. And then, you know, Nick and I were just like dealing with it. And it's like, cool. This is an experience. So it is still important to not have it too be too mechanical. And so that would be my big takeaway is the strategy for next year. My big reminder is to still have the moments, like still make time for just experiencing the show for what it is. But no, it's been a fantastic experience. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I don't know how much sauce I'm going to be hauling back, but it's a lot so far. And probably only going to get worse tomorrow based on what you're saying with the deals and all that. So
I have way too much already.
I do have one other question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been wanting to get that turntable photo set up for your bottles? Because that was that, like, going from like the traditional backdrop, I was just like, what is this? What happened? And then it's just like, okay, stepping up a notch.
For a while, I've been wanting to be a little more professional. I mean, to me, the most important thing is the detailed descriptive reviews that I try to do without bias other than the ratings, which people just want.
Mm-hmm.
I even asked at the hot sauce dinner on Thursday night with a bunch of the makers. I'm like, hot take, do I keep the ratings or not? And I got some mixed feedback on that. But I've been wanting to do, and so the pictures and the hoopla, I guess, isn't really as important to me. But I feel like my descriptions are on the more professional side. So I wanted to do something that partnered with that on the aesthetic side, I guess.
Sure.
And there's still kinks I'm working out. With these spinners, as I was talking to Eddie last night, if you don't have it exactly on the middle, it kind of is a little wonky and off kilter. There's some, I think there's only so much you can do with a spinner. So maybe get, and I did kind of start, people have been giving me positive feedback about the consistency in the video and the,
I think that's been really good, seeing kind of the pour or seeing it spread across so you can see if there's more texture to it or if it's thinner and things like that.
But that's been something I've been wanting to do, and it's still a work in progress, maybe a few more additions here and there. But it's been fun, and I think it was time for a change.
Yeah. I mean, it is just doing different twists, and sometimes it's like a seasonal sauce. Sometimes you try something and it's like, people like that. I can make that full time. I can do something like that more. Or it's like, I didn't get the feedback. Or now that I did that, I have a different idea. I want to change it. So it is definitely a fun twist. And I will say, bold move. To ask, like, do I get rid of the, like, I get nervous about asking anything about the rating. At one point I have thought just to, if I have someone on, like someone like Zach, who he'll tell you fully honest, not mean or anything, just fully honest of his opinion on stuff. And I'd be like, what do you think of hot sauce reviewers, including us? And it's just like, I'm ready for all good, bad. What's the positive? What's the negative? Because it is something where, I mean, Scott from Lucky Dog has said, like, these are my children. These sauces are my children. So when you ask me what's my favorite sauce, you're asking what's my favorite child, which some families can say, I know which one's my favorite. Some don't. But it is nerve-wracking sometimes to get that feedback, even though there is a lot of positives that can come from it. So that's a good question to have. I will say, I also, your scoring, somebody was like, oh, he only does out of 10. Like, you guys do out of 100. I'm like, honestly, we do the same because you do decimal, we don't do decimal. I'm like, it's the exact same number of scoring. So, but I think that's a good spot to stop for now. We can get into tomorrow's show. We have a few people walking by as we wrap up.
Very confused.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We're being raided.
No, sorry. This is going to happen. Hi, this is Raleigh from Faya. Go buy hot sauce at fayahotsauce.com and samsauce.com and follow us on Instagram at spillthesaucepodcast.com. Bye. I don't know what I said. That's why. That's stupid.
I think that's the end. I think we'll wrap it up. So thank you again for coming on here, and we will definitely follow up. And I do want to have a full-length episode with you where we can talk and maybe try some sauces that neither of us tried, or share sauces that... Oh, I think we actually talked about a sauce that we will be trying that is one of yours that you've enjoyed. So
yeah,
we'll be doing that in future episodes. But until then, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Rest up for tomorrow.
Yes, you too.